Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Wednesday, April 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. After 4 o'clock yesterday, I got a phone call. One of the candidates that was involved in running for the U.S. Senate race, Glenn Wilson from Rose City. I've known Glenn for years, going all the way back to 2010. Good friend as far as business, as far as political ally, agreeing a lot with Glenn on his values and principles and standing strong for the Constitution. Limited government, lower taxes, less spending, being fiscally responsible with our taxpayer dollars, protecting our First and Second Amendment rights, actually all of our Bill of Rights. Absolutely in agreement with him, politically speaking. As a matter of fact, he helped me back in 2010 in my state Senate race against Howard Walker. He was running last minute, got into the race kind of late, scrambling to collect the 30,000 signatures is the ideal maximum goal, but you have to have a minimum of 15,000 valid signatures when you turn them in. Glenn told me, and until he gets through this investigation with the Michigan State Police and the Attorney General's office, he says he doesn't want to come on the show and talk about it publicly, but he gave me permission to talk about it. He didn't get to turn his signatures in yesterday. Signatures that he paid a company to go and get for him last minute. Couldn't rely on grassroots, couldn't rely on volunteers, couldn't rely on himself going around to events asking people to sign signatures. He paid a signature gathering company to provide him with his signatures. They'd send him an invoice. Well, we're up to 2,000 signatures. He'd pay for 2,000 signatures. A week or so later, they'd send him another invoice. Well, we're up to 4,000, so you owe us for another 2,000 signatures. He'd pay him for those. Okay, we're up to 8,000, so he paid him for another 4,000. Now, he didn't tell me the dollar amount, but he referenced $300,000. I don't know if that was the total he paid to them. I'm not sure exactly how many they claimed to have. But he got a phone call yesterday morning. He was supposed to meet them at the Bureau of Elections and file his signatures yesterday afternoon. I believe he said his appointment was like 1:30, 2 o'clock. He got a phone call from the signature gathering company at 9 o'clock yesterday morning and said that somebody had broken into their offices and stolen Glenn Wilson's signatures. Well, he asked them if they filed a police report. And they said, no, not yet. So Glenn contacted the Michigan State Police. The Michigan State Police are investigating the break-in, allegedly, of somebody stealing Glenn Wilson's signatures. Now, Glenn thinks that perhaps those signatures weren't stolen, but were bought by one of the other candidates that have filed the signatures to run, not claiming that they were using Glenn Wilson's signatures to turn in, but that they simply took him out of the race. He's contacted the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel. He has an investigation going with the Michigan State Police. There's going to be some news about this coming out. Now, there's another interesting twist, which I reported on this show months ago. Back on November the 11th of 2023, I read the story on this microphone. MERS News Service. Mike Rogers held a press conference in Lansing on November the 11th from 2023. The story, standing in front of 10 large legal size boxes. You know, like attorney briefs, those type of boxes. They can hold a legal size manila folder sideways. He was standing in front of 10 of those boxes, saying that he had collected his 30,000 signatures, the maximum amount required for turn-in, on November the 11th, claiming that he got them faster than any other candidate, that he did it in 8 weeks. Well, we know for a fact that the majority, if not all, of Mike Rogers' signatures was done by professional signature gathering companies, not grassroots, not volunteers. You cannot collect 30,000 signatures in 8 weeks with volunteers. It's not going to happen. You're going to be paying per signature, valid signature that you get. There's only one problem. Mike Rogers didn't turn his signatures in until Monday. This Monday, April the 22nd. That means, per the Bureau of Elections website, signatures are only good, valid, 180 days prior to the turn-in date. Without actually doing it on my financial calculator, but just counting 6 months, that's basically October 22nd to April 22nd. October to November, December, January, February, March, April 22nd, Monday when he turned them in. Which means anything dated prior to October 22nd for Mr. Rogers' campaign, well, guess what? They're dead. They're outdated. They're not good. So anything dated prior to October 22nd are going to get tossed out. Now, was he doing some last-minute replacements? Because he counted up all those signatures he got from supposedly September the 11th to October 22nd. Those are invalid. Why he waited so long to turn in his signatures, I have no idea. He could have turned them in on November the 11th. Of 2023. He could have been the first one on the ballot in this race, but he wasn't. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell turned hers in on March 25th. She didn't wait till the last minute. She was the first and only, until this week, she was the only candidate that had turned in her signatures. Over 27,000. I believe it was 27,832, if memory serves me correct. So, in talking with Glenn, he said that they had sent somebody down to the Bureau of Elections after Rogers turned in his signatures on Monday and started scanning Rogers' signatures. And you know what they found? A couple of the same names, Brianna, I believe he said Smith or Smithson, something like that, The name, though, kept reappearing on different sheets with the same address or a variation of the same address on the different sheets, and it was circulated by different people. So what would you come to a conclusion on that? Some of his signatures are not valid. Forget about even running them through or against the qualified voter files to see if they're in the right jurisdiction, county they signed for. But he's got the same name on 5-6 different sheets with the same address or a variation of the same address. Different signatures for the same person's name on 5-6 different sheets. That's just one name. They found multiple names on multiple sheets that were turned in by Rogers. While the Michigan State Police is looking into this, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, is looking into this, and there actually may be a FOIA request coming to trigger a full-blown audit of Mr. Rogers' signatures. And guess what? It may prove out that he did not have 15,000 valid signatures that were signed after October 22nd and therefore be removed from the list of candidates that will be on the ballot. Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, who many claim is a complete fraud because he doesn't even live in Michigan anymore, he's staying with family members, a sister-in-law, I believe. Well, guess what? He may be off the ballot. We may have a repeat of the governor's race here in 2022 when Perry Johnson, James Craig, Donna Brandenburg, and others were tossed off the ballot. Well, Mr. Rogers may be falling into signature gate 2024. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. The answer, so Glenn Wilson is not going to be on the ballot. Glenn Wilson is not going to be on the ballot for U.S. Senate. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, a little breaking news story within the U.S. Senate race. You won't hear this on any other show. Glenn called me yesterday. I put him in touch with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Sandy Pensler is looking at possibly having the money to challenge Rogers' signatures. But here are the five candidates that filed that are on the unofficial list from the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's website, mielections.us, candidate list. U.S. Senate, six-year term, one position. Three Democrats, Nasir Baydoun, who's been on the show, Hill Harper, the movie actor, and the Congresswoman, Elisa Slotkin. So there's three Democrats that are going to be on everybody's ballot statewide in the primary. So that should be enough to keep the Democrats on their side of the August 6th ballot anyway, because they need to get Elisa Slotkin elected to be their nominee for November 5th. In the first congressional district, up here in northern Michigan, Callie Barr, Democrat, running against Dr. Bob Lorenzer as a Democrat, theoretically protecting the entire first congressional district. On the Republican side, Congressman Jack Bergman filed on April 3rd. Josh Saul is on the ballot. He turned in his signatures on April 22nd. And yesterday, J.D. Wilson turned in his signatures. I talked to J.D. last night. He turned in 1,238. He already ran them through the qualified voter file. He thinks 90 signatures possibly could be tossed out. They weren't registered to vote. They signed the wrong sheet for the county, and therefore may be tossed. But he'll be on the ballot. He's confident he's over 1,000 signatures. So for first congressional race, Jack Bergman, Josh Saul, and J.D. Wilson, Republicans, running against two Democrats, Callie Barr and Bob Lorenzer. So theoretically, just based on the U.S. Senate race, five Republicans are going to be on the ballot. Out of all those people that were running, Nikki Snyder, Alexandria Taylor, Michael Hoover, all those other candidates off the ballot, not on the ballot. Here's the list for the U.S. Senate. Justin Amash absolutely hates Donald Trump. His last term in Congress, he actually left the Republican Party and became an independent. Peter Meyer is on the ballot. He turned in enough signatures. His first floor vote as a U.S. congressman from the 3rd District area back in the day, he voted to impeach Donald Trump. Him and Fred Upton, the only two Republicans from Michigan in Congress that voted to impeach Donald Trump. Then you have Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, never elected to Congress in Washington, D.C. Next is Sandy Pensler, who has tried to run for every office you can think of. U.S. Senate back in the day, then it was Congress, then he was thinking about governor, now he's back in, filed his signatures yesterday to be on the ballot. And, of course, former Congressman Mr. Rogers, Mike Rogers, with a P.O. box of 132 St. Joseph, Michigan. Kind of interesting, because everybody else besides Peter Meyer has an actual street address. Justin Amash has an address in Grand Rapids on 28th Street. Myers has a P.O. box in Grand Rapids. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, I believe that's her home address, because I shipped her a headset one time, and that's the same address. Sandy Pensler, 15420 Windmill Point, Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan. That's his house. And Rogers has a P.O. box in St. Joseph. A P.O. box in St. Joseph. When supposedly he lives somewhere, I believe, in the Livingston County area, is on the ballot. Glenn Wilson's not there. And he is ticked off. I'll use that word instead of the P word. He is ticked. He said, this signature gathering company that he paid all these thousands of dollars to, just simply are going to call him up the morning he was supposed to have his appointment to turn his signatures in and say, oh, sorry, we don't have your signatures. Somebody broke into our office and stole them. Right. Glenn's not going to let this go. And I predict as soon as a FOIA request is submitted of Mr. Rogers' signatures and the Bureau of Elections start looking at Mr. Rogers' signatures and this investigation goes forward, Glenn Wilson will be on this show. Hour number two of today, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock. Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program,